Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct it in the soundtrack. Sipping on some Malbec, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my fourth protect, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a honey checks, tonight I'ma flex, Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, Tryna duck my ex, then what's coming next, I just wanna flex, yeah. Tryna duck my ex, count a honey checks, I just wanna flex, yeah.
Hey now, you're an all-star, but the bitches you be with, they all subpar. But the bitches you be with, they be cock-blocking. Hope you put the kids to sleep, they be cock-blocking. You could really get this meat, get this hot sausage. And I'm way too rich to beef, I just buy a body. And I really kick my feet up, and that's not karate. Yeah, I really kick my feet up, let a thigh massage him. Where your ass was at when I was with the hot boys? Probably watching Baller Block and eating popcorn, yeah. Where your ass was at? You was in a drought, boy. I was probably at the fight bringing out Floyd. Said she love me cause I'm laid back, she out gone. I was just a track, pockets fat like Samoan. I just told my goons I got it, I just waved them off. I just told Tunchi I got it and he said of course. Lose my mind, the only time I ever take a loss. I work too hard for taking off, I'm taking off. Really about to see a billion of my arms reach. Sleep on a hammock in the middle of two palm trees. My neighbors can't sleep, all they hearing is them car screams. My bitch can't sleep, all she hearing is them car keys. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired to talk, please. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired, I'm yawning. Yeah, where your ass was at when I was 15 in the porch? Where your ass be at when we be popping all these corks? Where your ass be at and all you problem with them dorks? I'm probably with some bitches that be popping pills and snort. Diamonds in my mouth, no Swarovski. I'm hitting notes with the pistol, ooh, I'm off key. In the money, coming Godspeed. I'm moving slowly, it's a turtle lark for heat. From the treasure chest inside was a heartbeat. And Katrina had us hustling out of RV. We had to stash and still ball Steve Harvey. We had to stash and still ball Steve Harvey. And we set a nigga up like E-Harmony. And your bitch playing nigga and your car cheap. And we leave your brain right there on your broad cheek. And we leave some stains right there on your offspring. And the purple rain right here in the soft drink. Yeah, the purple rain right here in the soft drink. And it fight the pain, nigga, like a harsh drink. And we don't complain, nigga, and we don't blame. And he dumb as hell and I swear it's his own thing. I think he run with 12 and I think it's so squad link. I be so underwhelmed cause I swear it's so style weak. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I just told her put some nigga, call your hands for a nigga. I just stole on a nigga, mid-sentence nigga. Fiend searching in a haystack for syringes, nigga. Dope man, got him flipping like some ninjas, nigga. Got him tweaking, got him lurking, got him cringing, nigga. Ooh, that's them symptoms, nigga. I can't prevent them, nigga. Split a nigga, hit in two, that split decision, nigga. Been to hell and back, came back in mint condition, nigga. Feel like heaven when the racks return to spender, nigga. Feel like heaven's only lacking your attendance, nigga. Feel like something drop the tops and out the windows, nigga. Toss out your demo, I ain't even like your intro, nigga. I just went Kimbo with this tempo, momento, nigga. You know my MO, nigga, spit that AMMO, nigga, black. I asked my ceilings where your ass was at. To all my ceiling fans, I'm back. They pushed their album back. Fuck.
Hey. No. Bow. Bitch, I'm from New York, bitch, I'm from New York. Bitch, I'm from New York, bitch, I'm from New York. Bitch, I'm from New York, bitch, I'm from New York. Bitch, I'm from New York, bitch, I'm from New York.
Walk in the spot in this city, designer through city, you know I'ma turn up. Hey. Broke out the Henny and I got a blush, fuckin' around through a bin when I burn her. Hey. Shorty right here, she a freak and she move like a pro tryna dance, so I turn her. Then she feelin' when I think it's a burner. Hey. Get used to my boss, she a learner.
Hey.
I got a flex up, bought a couple new pieces of glitter my neck up. Then father protect us. Who is young niggas dreamin' about pickin' but text up? Who is tryna arrest us? Fuck all them niggas, don't let me get fessed up. Niggas think he a wrestler. I'ma just teach him some shit, no semester. I gotta get to the bag. I think I fell in love with the cat. Been in the studio working hard to the max. Kid, I cannot never ever fall back. I'm my perkin' niggas. Run up, we murkin' niggas. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin' niggas. I'm my perkin' niggas. Run up, I'm murkin' niggas. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin' niggas. Bitch, I'm from New York, bitch, I'm from New York.
Jump in the crowd, they keep saying we too wild. I fell in love with the crowd, they fell in love with the sound. Bow. Attention, move around with a vengeance. Bow, bend them, throw it down, offend them. Hey, I'm with the demons and henchmen. We can't wait until we see it's a victim. Give me the money, I need them itches. Them niggas know when I see them it's different. I know you're out to my finger twitching. Leave them listed. Flick them. Bow.
Bitch, I'm from New York. 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 Bitch, I'm from New York.
Got 52 shots in his life, but a nigga won't let up. XD and nigga to him, Pavone Beretta. Ruffle them feathers, I leave him dead. I got 10 bitches sucking on my trust. I'm moving the rules, yeah, we do it better. I got the hoes like I'm Hugh Hefner. Bitch, I'm a dog, I'm a blue devil. One dip, anemic, skinny, it's reading. Burkhead, I'm geeking. Shit turned me to a demon. Bad bitch named Bree Bree. Nice, but treachy. She want me to breed it. I'm like, nah, bitch, you sing it. I make it rain on whoever. I make it rain at whoever. We got put in pain. I'm the shooter and the driver, and I rock all of your frames. Crush the paper, fry the tube. Put an ace to my split, bro. Get in my zone, I'm on the road. Smoke it up to the face.
Brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. There's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that coffee shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from us. Chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking
me
up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once?
Try and slow up.
Maybe we can hang on tonight. Give you
juice.
We've been on a
track
for
me
for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah, maybe we can
hang on tonight.
Maybe I can give
you. Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere niggas take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up and there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on the track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can hang on tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. We've been on a track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can hang on tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. How about that? I'm tired of making up and falling out. Wanna be the nigga you're calling out. I pick your body up when you're down and out.
Hey guys, I'm sorry I forgot to open up my mic. Oh man, I'm gonna have to read shit over, man. That's fucked up. For all the people on Blog Talk, welcome. Y'all didn't hear it. So I said I'm gonna go into the injunctions today to show how it works, why they gotta leave you alone, and how you stop them from messing with your property. It says, injunction in 42 AmJur 2D, page 178, a suit against the state attorney general to prevent him from enforcing an unconstitutional law or from taking other illegal actions that is one that is against the state, but against the officer himself upon his retirement of the office. It will abate at least in the absence of statutory provision authorizing to be continued against the successor and in showing that the successor is threatening to continue the acts complained of. Now, that got everything to do with where I showed you had the right to travel, ingress and regress, and it's in the Articles of Confederation, the Articles of Association, along with the Constitution. You have the right to travel. So when they're telling you you need a license to travel, they are breaking the Constitution, whether you know it or not, because in the Constitution, it tells you that all laws that was created, contracts, laws, treaties that was created before this Constitution is in full effect. It's in full effect. Now, the Articles of Confederation, the Articles of Association falls into that category, right? It was the Constitution before there was a Constitution. Now, they are going against constitutional law when they're trying to stop you from ingress and regress, which means you can go to and fro. You also have free rights to travel to the Magna Carta. It says you have free right to travel. So why did they put this license in place? To strip you of your rights. So what I did was I did a suit. When I showed y'all how to do the injunction, I tell y'all who to send it to. AmJur just showed you who to send it to. The governor, the attorney general, the governor, the attorney general, and the sheriffs. Those are the people I told you. You got other people out there trying to bite, trying to tell y'all how to do things differently. But as I keep on telling you, mine is based on law. Based strictly on law. So then it says a suit against the United States. The United States government is not liable to be sued except by its own consent given by law. And unless expressly permitted by an act of Congress, no injunction can issue against it. Consequently, in a suit to restrain federal officers, if the proceeding, although normally against the public officer, in reality against the United States, the court will not grant the relief requested, even though the United States is not named as a party of record. Thus, the court will not attempt to control federal officials in the exercise of the official judgment of discretion. However, the rule of enmity has no reference and does not include those cases in which the suit is brought to compel the federal officers to perform ministerial duties imposed upon them by law, and which they wrongfully neglect to refuse to perform in their proper case, an injunction will issue. Now, we get injunctions on them too for the right to travel, right? Because they're breaking the Constitution and they're willfully doing it, right? Also, the enmity does not apply where the officer acts under invalid authority or where he has seized abuse of his lawful authority, and they are abusing their authority. So we have no problem doing the super injunction against them and it working. No problem whatsoever. So all them people who didn't want to get with the injunction, now y'all know. You're supposed to. But I ain't done yet. 42 AmJur 2D 179. Of the property right stands in no different or better position than an individual in respect to the injunction against public officers. Now, definitely, what did I do? I made them issue an injunction against public officers to leave you alone. And you went on to do not detain list. This is straight law. Now, you notice when I had you do the injunction, I had you do it in the private. You only sent paperwork, and then you did the administrative process. Three strikes, you out. What does that tell you? That tells you your paperwork, once it's notarized, is a suit. A lot of people are like, yo, Joni, do I have to put the number, the suit number? I don't have no suit. I said, you do have a suit. You need to pick a case number and just put it in there, whatever case number you want. So it's actually a suit from the private citizen suing. David Jose goes into it, how he does affidavits against them too, which is lawsuits. See, a lot of y'all really don't know what is law. This is why y'all got to pick up books like Amjur. Then it says, if a mere public rights is to be vindicated or enforcement or invasion of law to be restrained, the action should be brought by the attorney general, district attorney, or some public officer body especially charged with the duty of enforcing the law. This is why when you're doing an injunction, I tell you, you got to send it to the attorney general and the governor and the sheriff, because it's up to them to enforce it, to put it in that computer so the cops will leave you alone. The right of a citizen or taxpayer to restrain the acts of public official is in some instance granted or regulated by statute, but ordinarily, and in the absence of the statute, private citizens or corporations must possess something mere than a common concern for the obedience of the law before they will be permitted to maintain injunction suits against the public officers. A private person who wishes to restrain an official act must allege to prove damage to himself different than the character that sustained by the public general. So when in the injunction, when I have you say your rights to travel has been violated in the past, we just made it a personal issue for you that you need them to restrain them because they've already violated your rights to travel in the past. Very important, right? So everything I'm teaching you is beyond on point, straight law, like, you know, your boy Jonah Bay does. A lot of people don't understand because they don't know what I studied. They didn't know how I came up with it. Well, they're not me. Then we go into injunctions, Amjur 42, 2D180, right? And it says, for the rule rests in the sound public policy of protecting the public corporation. Don't worry, y'all. I ain't sick. Something caught my throat. My throat gets dry when I'm talking and reading and stuff, so I got to keep it wet. So where was I? As a apparent exception of the rule requiring damage different in character from the okay, hold on. Let me start over. For the reason the rule rests in the sound public policy of protecting the public corporation or its officers from a municipality of suits, a multiplicity of suits, I'm sorry. An apparent exception to the rule requiring damage different in character from that sustained by public generally exists when the act sought to enjoin its absence of taxes of a tax which is clearly illegal. So it just told you that when they are coming after you for a driver's license, all that, that's an illegal tax. Now, y'all should be thinking now, wait a minute, Jonah, if I did an injunction for my right to travel and it's working, could I do an injunction and a cease and desist letter against the IRS for taxes if it's a legal tax? According to the Constitution, anything that's not a direct tax, as in sales tax for everyone, same people pay, everyone pays the same, which that's debatable. That's debatable. Sales tax, if you are a church or whatever, got an exemption card, everyone ain't paying even sales tax. So that's debatable. But you should be able to shut it down with an injunction. For all my old people, they ain't never heard me tell them that. But let's go on. In such cases, a taxpayer who may be compelled to pay an assessment or who has contributed to the sum jeopardized is considered as having sufficient interest to enjoin the illegal act. So you must do an injunction to enjoin them, to stop them from doing the illegal act when you know you're not supposed to be taxed. So all of y'all should be scratching y'all's head like, I'm going to be writing some shit tomorrow. What if you give that same injunction about taxes to your employer with a W-8 bid? Interesting, huh? Now it says municipal corporations and officials generally. The general rule is that the courts will not interfere by injunction with the exercise of discretionary powers conferred by the state upon municipalities and will not restrain, hey y'all, for people on YouTube, Instagram, share this post, make sure it gets out. Our people need this. Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of y'all are being hit with the jab, forcing to get the jab. Y'all can do a junction against the jab. Huh? Right? I might have to do a little webinar on your on it to show y'all exactly how we gonna put that injunction together to stop them with that jab. All right? You know, boxing is a sport. You got to know how to bob and weave and avoid them jabs. All right? And then it says, it is only where the action complained of is illegal, fraudulent, and clearly oppressive that equity will act to restrain it. Municipal corporations and other officers may be restrained at the instance taxpayers from transcending their lawful powers or violating legal duties in any mode which will injure such taxpayers' interests. So this shit, taxes, all that is definitely injuring y'all. So y'all definitely want to step on that and get that done. Then it says, Amjor 42 Amjor 2D 187, page 187, unconstitutionality or invalidity of a statute or order. The usual ground for acting injunctive relief against enforcement of statutes is their invalidity. But invalidity of itself is not sufficient to warrant an exercise by equity of its extraordinary injunctive power. See, what I want y'all to catch is when I showed y'all how to do an injunction, I was showing y'all how to activate equity. That was an equity suit you did, which is all my old timers that have been listening to me. Now their brains are really rolling. Wait a minute, I get to set up a lawsuit in equity and tell them what to do? Yeah, if it's unconstitutional, absolutely. So let's go on. In other words, the mere fact that the statute is illegal alleged to be unconstitutional or invalid will not entitle a party to have its enforcement enjoined. Further circumstances must appear which bring the case under some recognized head of equity jurisdiction and the presence some actual or threatened irreparable injury to the complaint's rights for which there is no adequate legal remedy. So what we're doing is when we do it the way I showed you to do, start your equity cases in the private, you're keeping it in the private where you're not disrupting their public employees, aka United States citizens. You're going after the rights that's supposed to have been given to you personally in private. And it's already going through the proper officials like the governor, the attorney general, the sheriff. That's why it works so well. Let's read on. If it is apparent that the law can furnish all the relief to which the complainant issues to restrain enforcement of a legal or unauthorized statute or order, if the defense of the illegality invoked proceeding at law to compel obedience to the order or statute or an action in law for a statutory penalty for the violation constitutes adequate remedy. It is recognized, however, that, hold on, gotta go to the next page, that an injunction will lie to restrain the threatened enforcement of an invalid law, where the lawful use of enjoyment of private property will be injurious and affected by its enforcement. So, when they trying to snatch your car up on the side of the road, that's injurious. And it goes against property rights. So I'm really trying to get y'all to really understand how the injunction works, how it works for you, and why it would work with so many other things. Like if you have a case, let's say it's a driving case, before you did an injunction, you need to put the injunction in that driving case. If they got you in a case where they pulled you over and they locking you up, let's say, for a gun or weed or whatever, they didn't have the warrant and all that, you could do an injunction in that case to show that they had no right to stop you. Just because their laws say they can stop you according to the Constitution, that's unconstitutional and injurious. So you need injunctive relief. You get what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. This AmDrill got so much information in it. I don't have time to finish reading it. I'll probably go on Wednesday and finish it. But right now I'm gonna move to questions so y'all can get y'all's questions in. I think I gave y'all enough jewels for tonight to really know what's going on. So I'm going to call at 832-364. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace, God. What's going down?
Peace, God. What's going on with you?
I said not much, man. Just checking out your show. And you dropped some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. So that's all you got to say?
Nah, I thought you was gonna roll with it. So where was you reading from? Cause I know some of that language I could have used in some of my lawsuits.
Yo, dog.
That I did against some officials.
AmJor is a law book that the actual judges use in their chambers. It's called AmJor. AmJur.
It tells them the case
laws and all of that. So if you got an AmJur book, you could read it, and then it'll give you all the case laws that you put in that applies to your shit that you can use case laws and shut it down. You know what I mean? But
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to use the Amjur book.
You know? Yeah, I saw some stuff that it would be real, you know what I'm saying, beneficial putting, you know what I'm saying, some of my cases and shit. So that's why I asked. Because
right.
They be trying to get off with that qualified immunity shit, and I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying, the Constitution is the Constitution. Man. Y'all
yo, you can still make, see, when they talk about, like, this is why the injunction works so well for y'all, right? Instead of y'all going there to try to sue public officials, you did it, but you didn't do it in a way that you wanted money. You did it for relief. Money wasn't going to give you the relief of them leaving you the fuck alone. So qualified immunity don't really apply when you're using an injunction for relief inside of equity.
Okay.
No
okay.
One's immune to that.
Yeah, you was dropping some shit with the using the injunction and shit, you know what I'm saying, as a way to get into equity, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we kind of been going that way, but not even knowing, like, putting injunction on everybody, nigga, the bank, nigga, everybody getting injunction, like, y'all violate, nigga.
Yeah, if it's a violation of your rights protected by the Constitution, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And then you said give the employer for the taxes to get off the...
Why not? He want to take money and give it to someone else.
Is not
taxes illegal according to the Constitution?
Yo.
You can quote directly from the Constitution where it can only be a direct tax.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm gonna fuck around and do this webinar on it. But it's a webinar I'm gonna do. Everyone been asking me to do it. I'm gonna bring it up in the next week or two. I gotta give me some time to advertise for it. But it's gonna be on doing the accord and satisfaction. I'm gonna show y'all how to do everything inside the webinar. Give them the third party debt collector, all of that inside of it. So you know that 100% the right procedures. I ain't never did it before, so I'm going to do it. And then after that, I'm going to show y'all how to do an injunction against taxes. Because I know y'all, it's going to be taxes and the jab.
Okay. So that's what's up, God, because you ain't dropped no accord and satisfaction when I did that shit. I just kind of had to piece this shit together. You know what I'm saying, from around the archives and make that shit work, you know,
right.
Concentrations when needed, you know
right.
What I'm saying,
right.
But I did have a couple questions, man. One of them is kind of related, as far as the employee, you know, thing, like, if I did want to, you know, link up with an employer, you know, I got my trust, I got my EINs, I got the entities with the enterprise, bank accounts, all that.
Mm-hmm.
What am I telling HR, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as getting paid?
I don't work in my
taxes.
Personal social, I work through this.
Okay. That's a bit. And then just pay this entity, you know what I'm saying, the trust.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit.
I would do it for the enterprise.
I got the enterprise. I got the enterprise.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
what this haze, nigga? I'm on it, nigga. What?
I know it's you, nigga. I knew your voice anyway.
For sure. The last little thing I had is real quick. In your opinion, what would you think is the best method of taking care of student loans?
Some type of discharge or accord and satisfaction.
Accord and satisfaction. So, Pete, I was thinking about setting up like a payment thing, you know what I'm saying? They just want a little bit every month. So I was thinking about hitting them with that, and then, bam, hit them with that accord
and
satisfaction.
And then hit them with the accord. Set them up.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what? That's
how right. Just slick
easy,
with it.
Like,
just slick with it. For sure.
Okay. Okay, hell yeah. Bit. All right, that's a bit, guys. I ain't gonna cut your wisdom.
All All right, peace, God. I got something to say real quick. One of our own personal brothers has passed away, Brother Muhammad. I was hoping that Shaka and them would have the what's the name available, but it is one going to be set up, a GoFundMe, so we can send the brother off properly with a nice burial and all that. So we will be trying to ask y'all to fund this GoFundMe for his burial. And we're going to miss that brother. He was a great brother. He was sharp. He really studied the law and the lessons. A personal friend of mine's, I'm sure a personal friend of all of y'all's. I'm going to miss him, and I know y'all going to miss him as well. I can't believe he's gone. He was so healthy, man. It's crazy. Never know when your time is up. But with that being said, let me go on. I'm going to, we got it right now. Shaka just hit me with it, the GoFundMe. Shaka, I can't look at it on my phone because it's going to shut down Instagram. Can you send that to my email so I can tell everyone the GoFundMe information and do a link? I appreciate that. Definitely, we want to help his family. If it was your family, we will help your family as well. Because to me, all of us listeners, we all family. All right, I'm going to 253-476. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yeah, peace to the gods, Jonabay. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. Ashe, how you doing?
Yep, I'm doing great. On that Amjoy author book you was reading out of, what is the name of that author?
It's a whole bunch of lawyers. I mean, a whole bunch of judges.
Yeah, the reason why I was asking is because I wanted to buy that book, but I don't know the name of the
author. It's more than one. It's more than one. It's just called Amjoy. You just get your hands on them. It's
okay,
way
Amjoy,
more than one.
Amjoy author law books.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't put author. I just put Amjoy, A-M space J, capital J, U-R, law book.
Fantastic. Yo, we're going to pull it up. I got a All testimony.
Right.
Matter of fact, I have two
What's
testimonies. On my first testimony, I want to thank you. I want to tell the people that the Administrative Procedures Act, it works great on the court.
Absolutely.
For traffic light camera ticket that they give. We knocked the court out of the park. We knocked the police department out of the park. I hit them with all the way to equitable estoppel on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They never responded. And I called down to find out how much it's going to be for me to renew my license plate. And it's normal. They didn't. I don't have to pay no extra $250 for that bullshit. So I just want to tell you, I appreciate it. And another thing, the information that I've learned from you ever since you introduced me to JC introduced me to you. I've been knowing you for 7 years.
Right.
I want to give thanks to you. I had already been planning to come over there and chaperone you, but every time I notice that when I make a plan and I talk about it, something happens. So I'm not going to talk about anything anymore. I'm just going to just do it.
Right. Right.
But
right.
But anyway, what happened? The Internal Revenue Service, out of all of these years, we won a court judgment against them 6 months ago. And they kept sending all of these 90-day letters and from this city, from that city, from this city. And then all of a sudden we got a letter from them. They were saying that they're going to turn this matter over to a collection agency.
That means it's uncollectible.
Yeah, I know. But when I get that first letter from the collection agency, I'm going to shut him down with information
so
you've
easy.
Already taught me.
Third-party debt collector letter. It's so easy. And,
yes.
You know how that sounds? The IRS can give it to a third-party debt collector letter? I mean,
yeah,
really?
That's why I wanted to tell you that. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, it is. But
well,
anyway, I'm glad that I know you. I'm glad to be friends with you. You are a great teacher. You are
Thank
the
you.
Best teacher. You are a man amongst men. I want to just say one thing. I've been knowing you for 7 years. You have a good heart. I've seen you sick. I've seen you angry. I've seen you upset. But I told my wife, out of all of these situations, Jonah still have, there's a goodness that emanates from you. I don't care how pissed off you get, I still feel there is a, you have a big heart. There is a goodness that comes off of you, and you in a class all of your own.
Thank you so much, brother. Much success
And
to
I just want
to
just thank you. Thank you for teaching me out of all these years. I appreciate it. And you on my number one list to give thanks to, so I just want to thank you for everything.
Hey, man, I say peace. I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 310-403. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yeah, peace, Jonah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
All right. Wonderful, magnificent, and great.
What do you think about that information I put on you tonight? You thought it was just all about the driving injunction? Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, you said You always, even after all these years, man.
Yeah, time to expand, brother.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, I'm feeling it, man. Now, for that GoFundMe link, if we're not in YouTube or in Instagram or anything, is there any way, we're just on the phone, is there any way we can get that link later?
I'm going, soon as I see it in my email, I'm going to tell you what it is. Y'all going to have to listen and write it down. Refreshing right now. Here it is right here. Let me get into it so I can tell you before the show is up. I'm definitely going to have the link up on my Instagram. I'm going to have it up on my Facebook. And I will somehow try to get it on YouTube. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'll try. But I pay attention, y'all. Is https://GoFund GoFundGoFund.me/C16C11C. And Shaka, can you do me a favor and put it in the chat if you available on a computer to put that in a chat, a link in the chat so people can get to it, or anyone else who has it, a link in the chat so everyone can get to it. Please, please, please. We got to look out for my brother Muhammad, man.
That's right. Well, hey, I wanted to build off that other caller, man. This question was almost similar to what I was going to ask. When you got you still trying to, you got one foot in, you got an employer and W-2 and all that, and you want to go ahead and send those checks over to an enterprise, and you want to put that money over to the trust.
Yes.
When you give them affidavit doing that, I was looking up different words, and I realized these words mean different things. Like, do you want to say you're gifting it, you're conveying it, you pledging it, like what?
You could say
words that you
say gift, long as they know you're giving it to your trust.
Okay. And then just give them the enterprise for the direct deposit, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what's up. And then the only other thing I had was
gonna be a slave, but it has to be a slave for your trust.
Yeah, I've been thinking that it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense until you can go all the way independent.
Yes.
Only other thing I have was, do you have to have, like, say you get stopped and you're using that injunction and you want to go into equity, do you have to have a foreign trustee in place to go into equity, or can you do that even if you don't have a foreign trustee yet?
Okay. According to Amjur, everything I taught y'all with the injunction is taking it into equity. You can do it outside the court.
Okay. All right, bet.
All right. Peace,
God. All right. Peace.
All right, I got time for one more call. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's up with you, Jonah?
Oh, man. Still is.
Time to
start the new lessons. You know, the new year, you know, the new fiscal year is on us. I gotta revamp some stuff. Everyone was like, I know the old people was like, oh, this nigga going over the injunction. I only hear that shit. Yes, you do. I never just do the same lesson.
There's definitely some new stuff. There's some additives to what we learned from you already. There's definitely some additives.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, when you're talking about the injunction on the taxes, that's what I wanted to – this was one of the lessons I'm pretty sure everybody, all the listeners want to know about.
I'm going to expand
CPA.
On it.
We want to go in on that CPA with the trust. Like,
exactly.
Like that's exactly what I'm on right now. I'm trying to figure it. I mean, because it's that time. You know, it's fiscal year, and so it's time for these taxes. So, like, how do we do what you did exactly? You know, that's definitely something.
I know y'all waiting. You know, I'm trying to get that down packed. I know y'all waiting for that seminar
webinar.
I'm probably going to do a seminar because I'm not going to want that on tape.
Okay. Shoot, give me a month ahead because, man, it's slow motion out here. Oh, my God.
I already know.
I hit left and right with everything. I'm telling you. And then,
well, you know,
that's what the
first quarter is. Business slow down, but you got a lot of expenses in the first quarter. So it's normal for business. That's why I stack up the last quarter of the fiscal year to make sure I have everything I need to proceed in the first quarter.
Exactly.
So niggas be crazy when they're out there spending money on Christmas and all that. I'm like, yo, don't y'all know next quarter coming? Slow.
You're right.
I got 44 people on this live. Can y'all please give me a thumbs up before y'all check out? I'm trying to get my shit back in the algorithm. They've been shadow banning me. But
what you talking about on the tube? You talking about on
YouTube? On YouTube, yeah.
Going there. Yeah. Shoot. My last thing was I still would like to know what are you using exactly when it comes down to your suit with the debt collector. Like what?
See, you gonna have to listen. Joey went into that. Joey Bounce, and I went into it with him, and it was right and exact. So I felt there was no need for me to do it over if he already did it. So I would say go to the site and pick that up.
Okay. Yeah, I got that one already. Like I was there.
And of course, I could update it and all that, but he, my man, I'm not gonna do that.
Right. That's up to him
to update that. That's his body of work.
Okay. Well, also the Oath of Office in some states, well, here definitely they didn't change it up. They said since 1997 or something, or 96, where now it's in Washington,
well,
D.C. When it comes out to the federal district court,
Oath of Offices is supposed to be subscribed to by the actual Constitution. And if it ain't the one in the Constitution, then you can do an injunction against that because that's not constitutional.
Well, no, I'm talking about to obtain it. About a particular judge or whatever.
But why would you need to obtain some shit that ain't right anyway?
Are you saying it should be right there in the public? Everybody to see without me having to
I'm saying they did a whole different oath. It's not the oath of the Constitution. But it's not. It's not the same oath. Absolutely not. Go check it out. And then we're going to discuss it on another call. That's our show for today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I hope y'all learned a lot. I know I did. I will see y'all again Wednesday where we can finish reading Amjor. All right? Peace to the gods. We out of here.
Peace.